Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 26th of October 2024. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsira, Fitzroy, Sol, Shannon, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Sol, 999, expected Fitzroy, 1014 by 1800 Saturday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira. Southerly, 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. South Atsira. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 4 to 6, occasional rain. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. South or southwest, veering west later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain and fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Fisher, German Bight. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest, 4 to 6 later. Drizzle or showers. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, fog patches at first in Humber and Thames. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in Humber and Thames. Portland, Plymouth, northwest, Biscay. South or southeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Biscay. Westerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar. Northwest 4 to 6, showers, good. Fitzroy, Sol. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming north 4 to 6 later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. Lundy Fastnet. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming north 3 to 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. Irish Sea. South 3 to 5, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, north, 6 to gale 8, backing west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, south or southwest, veering west later, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time in Malin. Rain, then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, South East Iceland. Southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly later, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 25th of October. Tyree Automatic, south southeast 4, 12 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Stornoway, south-southwest 2, slight drizzle, 2 miles, 1,011, falling slowly. Lerwick, south by east, 4, 9 miles, 1,013, falling. Wick Automatic, south by east, 3, 11 miles, 1,012, falling. Aberdeen, south 3, mist, 2 miles, 1,014, falling slowly. Lucas, northeast by north, 1, drizzle, 1,000 metres, 1,015, falling slowly. Boomer, south-southeast, 3, fog, 300 metres, 1,015, now falling. Bridlington, east by north, 3, 1,015, falling slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 1, 11 miles, 1,017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1,017. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast by east, 1, 1,016, rising slowly. Jersey, south-southwest, 3, 12 miles, 1,016, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, south by east, 4, 1,015. Scilly automatic, south-southeast, 7, recent precipitation, 4 miles, 1,009, rising. Milford Haven, southeast 4, 13 miles, 1,014, rising slowly. Aberporth, southeast 3, 15 miles, 1,014, rising slowly. Valley, east 1, 11 miles, 1,015, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south southeast 2, 9 miles, 1,015, rising slowly. Valentia, east northeast 2, 19 miles, 1,010, rising. Ronaldsway, northeast 2, 5 miles, 1,014, rising more slowly. Malinhead, southwest by south, 2, 9 miles, 1,013, now falling. And Macrahanish automatic, east southeast 2, missed 3 miles, 1,014, now rising. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday the 25th of October 2024. The general situation. Low pressure just to the southwest of Great Britain will edge south and fill, with winds here easing. Further fronts will move in from the northwest as a strong, mainly westerly flow develops across the northern inshore waters, with gales likely in the west. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly, 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7, veering westerly or southwesterly later. Rain, then squally showers, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest, veering west later, 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time. Occasional rain and fog patches at first, squally showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first, becoming good later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southeast, 3 or 4, veering west or southwest, 4 to 6 later. Occasional drizzle and fog patches at first. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor at first, becoming good later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southwest, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Occasional drizzle and fog patches at first. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor at first, becoming good later. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Variable, becoming northwesterly later, 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Variable, becoming northerly later, 2 to 4. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable, becoming northwest later, 2 to 4. Showers, becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. South or southeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Squally showers, becoming fair later, moderate or good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first near Cornwall, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then northwest 3 to 5 later. Squally showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southeasterly, veering northerly or northwesterly later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southwest, 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, veering northwest later. Occasional rain, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. South or southwest, 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, veering west or northwest, 4 or 5 later. Rain for a time later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. South or southwest, 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, veering northwest, 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, but becoming fair, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, then veering northwesterly later. Occasional rain, but becoming fair, good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South, southwest, 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, then squally showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southwest, 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, veering west or northwest later. Occasional rain, then squally showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And Shetland Isles. South or southwest, 4 to 6, veering west or southwest, 5 to 7 later. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping forecast, and that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Andrew Peach in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihiwa.
Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're going to bring you the very latest from the Middle East as explosions have been heard in the Iranian capital, Tehran. The Israeli military have issued a statement saying it was conducting precise strikes on military targets in response to attacks on Israel by Iran and its proxies. We're going to bring you up to date with the very latest on any developments there. We'll also focus on the top business stories of the day. We'll go to Japan as people there prepare to vote in the country's general election on Sunday. What are the big issues?
The economy is a top election issue. In a country which has long battled falling prices known as deflation, voters are now having to cope with inflation.
We're going to hear from businesses in Japan and also from an organisation trying to get the long-term unemployed back to work. That's Business Matters on the BBC. First, though, the latest BBC news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. In the past hour, Israel has said it is conducting a series of precise strikes on Iranian military targets in response to what it called persistent attacks in Israel by Iran and its proxies. State media in Iran say several explosions have been heard in the capital, Tehran. Explosions have also been reported in the neighbouring cities of Karaj and Shahriar. Daniel Hagari is an IDF spokesperson.
The regime in Iran and its proxies in the region have been relentlessly attacking Israel since October 7th on seven fronts, including direct attacks from Iranian soil. Like every other sovereign country in the world, the state of Israel has the right and the duty to respond. We will do whatever necessary to defend the state of Israel and the people of Israel.
The World Health Organization says that 600 patients, health workers and other civilians are under siege by the Israeli military in one of northern Gaza's last functioning hospitals. Medical staff at the Kamal Adwan facility said some medical workers had been injured or detained. Sebastian Usher reports from Jerusalem.
A WHO team that spent 20 hours in Kamal Adwan said they encountered chaos and mayhem. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says that two children in intensive care died after Israeli fire hit oxygen equipment and the hospital generators failed. The Israeli army has said that it is not aware of live fire and strikes in the area of the hospital. The UN rights chief, Volker Türk, has said that the darkest moment of the conflict is currently unfolding in northern Gaza.
President Biden has officially apologised for the US government's former policy of separating Native American children from their families.